We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much, my friends. You know, so many people requested us from time to time to make some recordings about Bob Jones University, to evaluate the institution, to tell about it. You know, it's the most individualistic institution in the world. It's fundamentally like all institutions that have high academic standards. But it's different. It's not easy for people to understand. You know, education has become very, well, it's standardized sometimes almost to death. Now, there's a certain type of standardization that's necessary. Don't misunderstand me. But most educational setups are like bologna sausage. You eat some bologna sausage in New York, and eat in Chicago, and eat in San Francisco. It's just the same kind of bologna sausage. You don't know any difference. It tastes in Chicago and New York and San Francisco exactly alike. Now, education is more and more, that's a trend of human nature and a trend of institutions. They become more and more and more alike, you see, and taste alike, look alike, give the same emphasis and all that. Well, now, that's all right in some field. For instance, you may, when it comes to mathematics, there's nothing wrong with having certain standards and having the same kind of mathematics taught in one place, taught in another. See, that's all right. But you know, Bob Jones University has put in its bologna sausage, see, if I may speak it that way, not only mathematics and science and history and literature and the fine arts and other things, but it's put something else into it that sets this institution apart. And so many people have asked us for certain recordings that they wanted about this school and my impressions and why we founded the institution and so forth and so on. So I just decided that this morning I'd make you one of those little talks, just a little talk right here now, about Bob Jones University. But I have had a great deal of experience and I've been able to see things as a whole, see. When I go into an evangelistic campaign, I look at the situation as a whole. I don't just pick out this fella, that fella yonder, and look at it just through his eyes. I see it as a whole. Well, I've lived that kind of life. There's no other preacher in America that's had a more unique or individualistic experience than I've had. Now, you think of a man here talking to you, 74 years old, that's been out all of these years. All right. But I founded this school. And now I won't talk to you about the thing. This school that I founded personally. All right, now, this institution was called into existence by Almighty God. I was never more sure that I was called to preach than I am sure that God called this school into existence. Now, we hadn't more started until the Depression came. We got through it. We've survived the Depression. This school has moved twice. Moved to Cleveland, Tennessee, and moved up to Greenville. Now, that's a rather unique sort of situation in the first 25 years of its history, less than 25 years of its history. And in 20 years' history, it moved twice. All right, now here we are in this institution. But I thought back over the years, and I said, well, the school's doing what God wanted it to be before. He called it into existence to do certain things. So we made up our mind to found an institution that would neutralize an idea in America. There's an idea brought over this country that you've got the old-time religion. See? The old-time religion. You don't have to have a greasy nose and dirty fingernails and baggy pants and you mustn't shine your shoes. Well, we said we're going to neutralize that idea. We're going to beat them at the game. We're going to build an institution that will make where folks will look as nice, if not nicer, than other people. We're going to have a clean campus. We're going to have keep the buildings right. We're not going to have a run-down-at-the-heel situation. We're going to have the best music it's possible to produce. We're going to have everything. We started out that way. Then another thing we said we're going to do, we said we're going to be practical. We're going to have a practical institution. We're not going along with around with long hair, long face. We're going to be down to the earth, a down-to-the-earth, definite, practical place. Now, you ask any businessman that we deal with, or any banker that we deal with, ask them if we're not pretty practical sort of folks out here. They'll say we are. All right. Now, we made up our mind, in addition to that, and here's something very important. We made up our mind to go along a certain line and give a certain emphasis to the fundamentals of the faith. Now, we feel that God called Bob Jones University into existence to administer to some extent to all honest-to-goodness, faithful, fundamental, Bible-believing Christians. Now, we said we're not going to emphasize out here at Bob Jones University that which divides the Orthodox crowd. We're going to emphasize the fundamental principles of Orthodoxy. Now, if you're an Orthodox Methodist, there's nothing in Bob Jones University that you should object to. We believe the same Bible, we believe the virgin birth, we believe in the incarnation, the blood atonement, bodily resurrection, salvation by grace through faith. If you're an Orthodox Baptist, there's nothing in Bob Jones University that's offensive to you. If you were an Orthodox Presbyterian, an Orthodox or anything else, there's no Orthodox Christian, that Bible-believing, fundamental Orthodox Christian, that can pick any flaws in the doctrinal emphasis of this institution. We emphasize the Bible as the Word of God. You believe that, don't you? If you don't, God pity your poor, miserable soul. All right, you believe in the virgin birth. If you don't, you're going to hell. That's all. Remember that. You can't be saved. If you are saved, you will believe in the fundamentals of the faith. Now, he said here, if you knew God, you hear us, those that know God, the writer said. And he said, if you deny the doctrines of Christ, you don't have God. That's what he said. The doctrine of Christ includes the virgin birth and so forth and so on. All right. Now, any Orthodox Christian, Bible-believing, fundamental Christian in America ought to be for Bob Jones University, and he is, if he's honest. See, I don't care who you are. If you're honest, know the school, and you're a Bible-believing Christian, you'll say, thank God for the emphasis they're giving. Now, I thank God for any institution that emphasizes these fundamentals of the faith upon which Christianity is built. I praise God for it. Now, then, keep that in mind. I would say amen to any school anywhere in this country that's emphasizing the fundamentals that we are here. Now, Bob Jones University was to be a practical institution. It was to be down to the earth. It was to stick to its fundamental position. It was not to go off the tangent on anything. It was to work hard to keep the line definitely drawn between those who believe the Bible is the Word of God and those who believe it contains or may contain the Word of God. Now, you don't have to believe the Bible if you don't want to. You can live in America and be an infidel, an agnostic, an atheist. You can live in America and be a Unitarian or a Trinitarian. You don't have to believe the Bible to live in America. You have the privilege of going to hell if you want to. You have the privilege of being a sinner, as far as America is concerned. There's nothing compulsory in our American system of government. But we said many a time, we have a right to organize a school for bow-legged people who wanted to do it, not take any student unless he's bow-legged. We'd have a right to do that in America. We know our rights, you see. All right? Now, if another school's come along operating, if they won't operate, I'll tell them what I think of them. I'll speak out. I'm a preacher and have responsibility. But we organize a school, and there must be something to it. You couldn't have folks come here from all over the world to this school. That is known everywhere. I could talk to you out here about the films. Did you know there are only three schools on this continent producing the kind of films we're producing out here? Do you know in every competitive undertaking we've ever had in any field where we operate, we've always stood at the top? All over the world. Everybody knows that. The other day, I had a letter from a man who said he was coming here by this school to look it over. And he's a Christian man. Now, he said, I'll tell you why I'm interested. He said, I was in a certain graduate school of a certain great university in America. And he said, I was there in that university, and he said, as I sat down there in the class one day, I heard a man lecture to the class on going around over America to visit individualistic institutions. And he said the most individualistic institution he found was Bob Jones University. He paid great tribute to the buildings we had here and our equipment and so forth. And we'd even forgotten he'd been here. I remembered later somebody told me he's coming here and went around, looked at our art gallery and all the things we had around here. So this fella, sitting there in the class there, went on to, but he made light of our religion. He made light of that. He made fun of that. Made a joke of that. And when he got through, there were two young ladies doing special work there in the class. And they got up and asked me if I might say a word. And they said, well, now, we went to Bob Jones University. We are graduates of that institution. And we went there because of the religion. We could keep our religion and get all those other things. We didn't have to give up our religion to get music. We didn't have to give our religion to get those things. We could keep our old-time religion. Well, sir, this fellow wrote me, said, you never saw anything electrify a crowd in your life like did. Now, what I want to lead up to this situation. Now, wait a minute. If you've got the right kind of religion, and you're the right kind of Christian, whatever you do, you'll do better than a sinner will do it, if you and that sinner have exactly the same ability and the same talent. Now remember that now. Bob Jones University is what it is by the grace of God, and has been able to achieve what no school in the history of this nation ever achieved. There never has been anything like it. Now just remember that. Now, we couldn't have done it unless we had had the fundamental Christian emphasis. We'd had disintegration. We couldn't have operated. Now, we're going ahead with this proposition. Now, I want all you folks around here to know, all of our friends, and we got plenty of them. Don't you think we haven't got them? And Bob Jones University has them. We want our friends to know, and we are giving this recorded message. It'll be put on record here, and we're going to make some more of them. And we're going to send it out, and they're going to be Christian. We always make it Christian. Now, let me say again now. If God's first in your home will be all right. If God's first in your business will be all right, because you'll be better off and more efficient. If God's first in an education institution, the education institution will turn out all right. Because if you put God first, you won't be a loafer. You won't sit around and let the world go on to ruin if you can help it. Now, we are asking again. We are starting a great prayer warrior movement. We are asking Christian people to pray for Bob Jones University. Pray for this institution. Every hand that's ever been lifted against it has been paralyzed and made ineffective. Every influence that ever worked against it. And this school is just now, has just come into its opportunity now when it's needed as never before in America. And we're going to be true to God. We're going to be true to the testimony. Now, we want your prayers. Now, remember this verse of Scripture, which I'm leaving with you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now that means that everything you need to do what you ought to do will be added to you if you'll put God first. Now let me say it again now. This doesn't mean that you'll be rich. It doesn't mean so and so and so. But it does mean this. It means if God has called you to do a job, and if you put Him first, then everything that happens will work out for your good. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in all these things. Hatred, opposition, friction, misrepresentation, kindness, enmity. All things will work together for your good if God's first. But if you don't have God first, then all the whole universe is against you. The man who's in the center of the will of God can go on day in and day out unafraid and undisturbed by whatever may come. Now you pray for us. I'm going to give you some more messages along this line in the days ahead of us. Our Father, bless all who are listening in and keep us all faithful and true to Thee in everything we do. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.